Hey, what's going on, folks? It's me again, King Leon. You know what I'm saying? I was expecting to drop this podcast yesterday, but you know, due to time restraints, I was unable to let you know, so I figured I'd do it today. The purpose of me dropping it yesterday was supposedly it was the 1 year anniversary of my first episode. And I was just trying to capture some of that energy, you know, update the people on the progress, you know, because I haven't been on in a whole year. You know, I haven't been on this, I haven't did a podcast in a year. And I've just been, you know, focusing on my growth, you know what I mean? It's been so expansive and so, you know, I can't even explain it. But it's been a good process, you know, and I've just been focusing on that, trying to wrap my head around it, because it's overwhelming. It's really overwhelming. You know what I mean? And my gifts been revealed, and I don't know. Feel kind of good. Exciting time in my life, you know? Real exciting, you know? And I just thought I would jump on here, you know, and let the people know the progress, you know? I think, you know, my daughter, she been on me about the podcast, like, she hate people to just make podcasts and just talk, you know, it sounds like you rambling and yada, 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 whatever you may have it. But I told her, this is my style. This is, you know, it all started with a place for me to vent, you know what I mean, and express my thoughts and what I was going through and see if it was other people going through the same thing, you know. And from the feedback and the responses that I'm getting, I see that we all in this together, you know. We all experiencing the same thing, you know, that awakening. Once you go through that awakening, that process of the download of information and the hunger for information, like, that can be overwhelming, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even, man, you could ask my family, it was months. Like, I just was I had my phone glued to my hand. I couldn't stop watching them videos. Like, I needed all of the information. I'm talking about all of it, good, bad, right, wrong. I needed it all, and I needed to sort through it, you know, and come to my own conclusions, you know what I mean? And basically, that's what I did this whole year. I just listened to nothing but content. I read content, books, and you know what I mean? I was just coming to my own conclusions, you know what I mean? I didn't take nobody's word for it. I listened to all sides, you know what I mean? All sides. And, you know, once I made my decision, I could live with that, you know what I mean? And then once I did make the decision, it felt like a weight was lifted off me. It was a crazy feeling, and I can't even explain it, you know? But that right there was sort of like confirmation, though, you know? It let me know that, hey, whatever you doing right now, it's the right thing, you know what I'm saying? Because it felt so good and pure, like, in the energy that I got from it. See? And what it has allowed me to do, like, man, I'm super sensitive now. Like, energy signatures, man, you could be a mile away. I could just see how you walking, and I could feel your energy. I pick up on your energy. You know what I mean? I pretty much could tell your personality just by how you walking. You know what I mean? And it's weird. It's really weird. Then when I'm confronted with people, it's a lot of weird energy out here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whoa, this different energy. Like, this ain't like the weird from back in the days. This is weird, like some new age weird type of you know, I don't even know, man. It's just like, I'm sounding like I'm rambling now. But I just wanted to jump on here real quick, touch base with the people. I'm gonna be doing a new podcast. You know, it's not new, but I'm going to sort of format it, sort of, you know what I mean? Like I told my daughter, like I like to do my own thing, you know what I mean? So I'm going to try to kind of regulate it a little bit, you know, get a little format going, you know. And then from there, I will, you know, I would just like to build. I'm trying to build with people, you know, touch some people, waken some people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's all I'm here for. You know what I mean? I know the message. I got the lessons. I already knew the shit. Excuse my language, you know. I already knew this stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's just like once I woke up, I had to get a refresher course. And everything that I consumed, it was like it was nothing new to me. You know what I mean? It was really nothing that I didn't already feel in my heart for all my life. You know what I mean? I remember when I was 12 and I had this conversation. Me and mother was, you know, she was trying to get me ready. It was like a Wednesday or a Tuesday. And she was like, we going to Bible study or something. It was like, you know, I was like 12, maybe 11. You know what I mean? But I remember it clear as day because it's like points in my life that I remember. You know what I mean? It was like critical points where I made a statement or somebody made a statement. And it's like, whoa, you know what I mean? So this is one of those instances, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, my mom, you know, she like, get ready, go to the Bible study. And I didn't want to go, man. I really didn't. I was tired of going to Bible study. I mean, I really wasn't into it. I felt like the devil child because I couldn't get with that shit. No disrespect to nobody, but I used to see, you know, we was going to a sanctified church. I remember this, man, because it was my mother's best friend. Her mom, I mean, Miss Pat. Miss Pat, dad was the pastor, you know what I'm saying? So it was like that. So it was like, okay, we was at every church function. We was there on Wednesday, Tuesday, you know, because my mother was trying to pray her way about our situation. That's all I think that was. You know, she knew that's who she could lean on, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. She, you know, we there, boom. I ain't want to go this time, you know, this one particular time. I don't know what got over me. And she was, you know, actually, I do know what got over me, but she didn't know what got over me, you know what I'm saying? So she like, hey, what's going on, you know? Like, you need God, let me tell you, let me call your grandmother. My grandma lives in Cali. She lived in Cali at the time. R.I.P. grandma. She lived in Cali, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, my mom like, well, I'm gonna call your grandma because this ain't right, you know. You know, you talking crazy, you act like you don't love God, something crazy like that. So we discussing it, and I was like, nah, it ain't that. I was like, you know what? I was like, but why I gotta go do this? And then I know we had a discussion, and then she was like, you a Muslim now? And then she ain't say it right, and I was offended by that, but I wasn't a Muslim, you know what I mean? But I was entertaining Islam, I'm gonna tell you that right now. But I wasn't even entertaining traditional Islam. I was more 5%er, you know what I mean? Street knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And I had knowledge of self at the time, you know what I mean? I had just come into the knowledge of self, you know what I'm saying? So my eyes was already woke, you know what I mean? Somebody, I heard that shit on the street, you know what I mean? It was like, whoa, what's this? This is powerful. I'm God, you know what I'm saying? You telling me that I got the power? Hold on, let me investigate this, you know what I'm saying? And then that became my way of life, you know what I mean? But I didn't know it would take a hold so quick. But anyway, we having a discussion, you know, and she was like, you a Muslim? And I'm like, no, you know. I was like, you know, but I've been studying Islam. I was like, I'm reading it, the Quran, you know what I mean? She was like, she ain't want the book in her house. It was the devil, yada, yada, yada. We get to talking. So then I'm like, well, how you going to just say that this is the devil and that's not the devil? And she couldn't answer. It was like, well, we know this is what it is because all our people did this or something similar to that. Like, my mama did it, your mama, whatever, okay. All right, so I was like, nah. I was like, I don't want to do it. I was like, man, I don't feel. I was like, man, what I feel, I remember the statement. It was like, what I believe is God talked to many different people in all different languages. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can interpret what they want to interpret. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with what I feel in my heart. Period. Boom. I don't want to go. I still ended up going. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like that made no move where I had to stay home or I get to stay home. No, I still went. But it just let her know, when you look down that aisle, when you see that I'm not interested in this, you know exactly why. You know what I'm saying? And maybe she went and told Miss Pat. You know what I mean? You know how that go. So Miss Pat thinking like, oh, we gotta save this boy. This boy turned into the ways of the world. You know what I'm saying? So this is how they attacking me. It was just weird. But anyway, say that to say this. I knew that back then. You know, I guess I had to experience life and everything else. You know, I experienced all aspects of it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Like, I stand strong with what my foundation is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, whoa. Like, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the universe got me. And I know this wholeheartedly, you know what I'm saying? Like, wholeheartedly. And, you know what I mean? A lot of things have just been confirmation for me. And I ain't gonna even hold you. I'm about to get off here. I probably make a podcast tonight. I'll get back on here and make a new podcast. All right, peace. Everyone have a good day.